Better best. Just a quick reminder that this week we're looking at better best. That means we're considering a handful of very special saints, people who by God's grace really stood out among those with whom they lived at the time they were on earth. But each time we'll want to compare each of those saints with Jesus, just to see how Jesus outshines them all by far. Today, we're going to look at one of the most admired of all the Old Testament saints, a man that Scripture calls the friend of God and the father of the faithful. That means the father of all believers. His name? Abraham. Abram's calling. Abram was the name Abraham first had before God changed it. Do you remember a while ago we talked about God's effectual call? That special call God uses to awaken a person spiritually? Well, that happened to Abram. You see, he grew up serving idols, false gods. But then one day God called Abram with that special call. He told Abram he was to leave everything behind and go to a place he had never visited. God said he would give Abram that land to be his new home. Now, children, could you imagine having to do that? Leave your home and just travel to some strange place that you'd never been to before? And that would be your home now? But because God's call was powerful, Abraham believed by faith. He believed that trusting God was best, even though he had to leave his home behind and travel far away. Thankfully, he was able to bring along his wife, his father, and his nephew. We would say Abram, by God's grace, was better than his neighbors who still worshipped idols. Abram now worshipped the true and living God. He was now willing to obey and to follow God, even though it was hard. But children, Jesus Christ is far better than Abraham. He is the very best. You see, Jesus didn't just leave an earthly home like Abram did. Jesus left great glory. You see, as God's eternal Son, he lived with his heavenly Father forever, and he had unspeakable glory, perfect glory. But the Son was willing to leave that home, all that glory, not to inherit this earth to live in. He created the earth. No, he came to obey, suffer, and die, so that sinners might one day leave our wicked lives and live with him in heaven. So we're thankful Abram obeyed God and moved to the promised land of Canaan, but we're much more thankful Jesus obeyed his heavenly Father and willingly came to earth to save sinners. Abraham the faithful. Abraham's trust in God was challenged in a number of ways. Over time, God promised Abraham that he would have many children, meaning children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and so on. But Abraham and his wife Sarah were getting quite old. Older men and women usually can't have children anymore. So it would almost seem that God's promise couldn't come true. One night, God told Abraham to come outside. It was a clear night and the stars were shining. God asked Abraham if he was able to count the stars. Now, of course, there's way too many stars to count, but then God said, "So shall thy seed be," meaning you, Abraham, would have many, many children, many offspring. Now, Mrs. Lipsey came from a big family. She was one of 16 children. But that's nothing compared to the number of the stars. And yet, even though Abraham was quite old, he believed God. Now, please understand, children, that the offspring, the children God was promising, would not just be like babies and so on. God was also talking about believers, how Abraham would be known as the father of all believers, even though they weren't born from him or weren't his real offspring. Children, Abraham believed what God said, even though it might have seemed impossible that such a thing could happen. But you see, this is what faith does. It trusts God because he is God. Faith knows that God can do anything. With God, nothing is impossible. Do you believe that? But as great as Abraham's faith was, Jesus' faith, as we heard yesterday, was and is even greater. It's the greatest. He believed every word God ever said. But he not only believed God's word, he lived by it. Every single day, he obeyed God because he trusted God. He never doubted that God's word is true, not once. And that faith of Jesus enabled him not only to live the way he did, but also to be willing to go to the cross to die for sinners like us. And Jesus also had the faith to know that he would be raised from the dead and receive all the glory and honor that he had before when he returned to heaven. And that all came to pass just as God promised. Abraham's greatest test. You take tests when you're in school, right? Spelling tests, math tests, and so on. Did you know that God tests faith? No, it's not because he wants to know how much faith we have. He already knows that because he gave us the faith we have. But he sometimes puts hard things in our life so that we can see the power of faith, or so that we can realize we don't have the faith we thought we did. And then we need to repent of our lack of faith, our unbelief. Well, Abraham had a big, big test of his faith. You see, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. Do you remember that history, children? That had to be hard. Hard not only because Abraham loved Isaac so much, but also because God's promise about having children would not work out if Isaac was dead. But Abraham obeyed God anyway, believing that even if he had to sacrifice his son, God could raise him from the dead. That's what we read in Hebrews 11, verse 19. But at the very last moment, you remember, God called to Abraham that he didn't have to go through with it and kill Isaac. Abraham proved he was willing to trust God, even though it would have been so very, very hard to do that, to do what God asked. God gave a ram in place of Isaac for Abraham to sacrifice. And we would say Abraham's faith was better, greater, stronger than anyone else's faith at the time when he lived. But children, Jesus had an even greater test of faith and showed that even if Abraham's faith was better than most, Jesus' faith is the very best. How? You see, Jesus didn't have to sacrifice someone he loved. He had to sacrifice himself. And at the last minute, his heavenly Father did not call out, "Stop! That's enough! I will give an animal to take your place on the cross." No, children. Jesus went through with his sacrifice of himself, and he died. But blessed be God, Jesus' faith was so strong that at the very moment he died, he prayed that his Father would receive his spirit. And you know how 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead and is now in great glory. So though Abraham is called the father of the faithful, the father of all who believe, Jesus is the author and finisher of all believers' faith. That means Jesus gives the faith we need, and he makes sure we keep the faith we need till the very end of our life. That's why, though Abraham's faith is a better faith, Jesus' faith is the very best faith, the faith he had in his Father, and the faith he gives to sinners like you and me, so we can trust in God too. Pray to the Lord, children, to help you see your sins, your need of Jesus, and as he shows you that, trust in this same Jesus to save you from those sins and to give you that faith that you need all your days. Abraham was a better man because of God's gift of faith to him. Jesus is far greater than Abraham, the very best, For he not only had a perfect faith, he also gives faith to all his spiritual children. Boys and girls, Jesus is the very, very best.